why in the moments after 9/11, you're saying the entire country was protected by just a very few jet fighters in locations that were very far indeed from New York and Washington. Is that true?
That's true. There are closest planes that, well, first of all, there were only 14 jets in the entire United States that were on alert on the morning of September 11th, and they were at seven different bases around the United States.
How unusual would that be from September 10th, 9th, 8th, any other day?
It was exactly the same. After the end of the Cold War, the U.S. deactivated much of NORAD, which was responsible for those aircraft, and they had this sort of token amount, just 14 aircraft around the country at seven different bases.
Gotcha.
And ironically, of those seven bases, none of them were near either Washington or New York City. Both of them were, the two closest were 200 miles away from each city. So it's very ironic that the largest city in the U.S. and the most important city in the U.S. were left largely undefended.
But you're telling me that was the norm, right?
That's right. That's the way it was after the Cold War. The threat from the Soviet Union decreased enormously, and the threat that bombers were going to be heading towards the United States from the Soviet Union was a very remote possibility, and that's the principal reason that the fighters were...
All right, but the conspiratorialists out there who are saying that the United States was particularly standing down on that day are wrong. Is that correct?
Well, as far as my research goes, they're wrong, Art. I mean, the information that I've seen and people I've talked to was that the decrease in the amount of protection that the U.S. had predated September 11th by a considerable amount of months or years anyway, and was predicated on the belief that the U.S. was no longer really in much danger of a bomber attack from the Soviet Union or from Russia or any other country.
As a matter of curiosity, James, how many jets might we have found on duty near those cities, say, today?
Today, it's I think there's 3,000 around the country that are capable of taking off on a very short notice. So, and I think they're considerably closer, such as Andrews Air Force Base near Washington and other bases near New York City, such as Atlantic City. There were aircraft ready to go at those bases on September 11th, and they. In actuality, they did take off and were in the air at the time. The problem was those aircraft were not had no armaments on it. So
no armaments.
No, because these aircraft, the ones that were at the bases very near Washington D.C. and New York City, were just doing routine exercises that morning.
And is it true that some volunteered to commit suicide by crashing into one of these jetliners? Is that true?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, several pilots volunteered to do that. They would have done that as a very last resort. A number of the pilots were discussing how they could bring down the aircraft without committing suicide. One had some target ammunition, which is basically just blank bullets, and they were thinking of firing some of those. Another one was thinking of trying to... break part of the wing of the passenger jet off with his fighter without seriously damaging his fighter. So there was a number of discussions of how to do this without committing suicide. But in the end, if it came to it, a number of pilots did say that they would commit the final.
That's incredible. Where did you glean this information? Did this come from military sources or radio traffic, or how did you find out about this?
Now, these were interviews that, I did several interviews, and there were interviews by other people with a number of the pilots, and there were statements that the pilots gave to different investigating bodies that looked into September 11th. So the information is there, and it's on the official record.